Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show. My name is Steve Sexton, and I hope you're having a beautiful day. Now, our show is about the ins and outs of money. Today, we have a wonderful show. First of all, we have Wayne Dunlop. He's the author of the book, Plan Your Escape. Now, a little thing to know about Wayne here. See, Wayne and his wife, Pat, has visited over 100 countries. You know what? They are actually considered the top in the world for travel blogging when it comes to baby boomers and top couple travel blogging. And you know what? They have over 265,000 social media followers. I just want to say this. The first time I saw Wayne, he was at a travel conference. There's probably 500 or 600 people sitting down, but there's another 300 or 400 people just standing there. He was supposed to talk for an hour, maybe two. He was there for like 3.5 hours and nobody left because of the information he was providing. You want to stick around for this. And then, you know what, with all the stuff that's going on today with the pandemic and all that, we have a lot of people, you know what, they have some financial stress and they're starting to look at things like reverse mortgages. So we have Bruce McPherson, Mutual of Omaha. He's going to be discussing the ins and outs of reverse mortgage. So you're going to want to stick around for that. So with that, I want to bring in Wayne Dunlop, but I want to tell you a little bit more about his bio, okay? So when he's a former economics professor, what he does is he shows people what it's worth seeing and how to travel for less than what it costs for all types of travel, whether it be luxury or budget. So it doesn't matter who you are, you can benefit from this. You'll see, you're going to get very excited about what he says. And you know what? Today we're going to be talking about an idea that's, or a strategy that's in Wayne's book called Following the Disaster. You know what? I want to welcome Wayne Dunlop to the show. Welcome, Wayne.
Hey, Steve. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Glad you're healthy. Glad Pat's healthy. And you have a grandchild.
We have a new one, 2 years old. It's a Q's a button. I mean, he's getting us all to fall in love with him so easily.
So how many things have you already bought for? A couple thousand?
It's insane. It's insane. You know, my son has given us permission to spoil the heck out of her. So
that's your job. So do it. Cool thing about it is you can get them all wound up and leave it when you're done. Okay.
We get them sugared up when they get older too. We call that revenge.
Remember when you went out late? Hey, you know what? I love this idea of following a disaster. And the reason why I love it is because I've utilized it. And I was planning a safari to South Africa. When you go on a safari, you're going in the outback and all that kind of stuff, not in the big cities. So there were some issues that were happening with some riots and thefts and things like that in the cities of Johannesburg, but that meant a lot of people weren't going to travel. So what I did is I followed the disaster and we flew into Pretoria where there was no disaster and then went to our safari and we saved thousands of dollars doing that just because people weren't there. And the reality is we probably had one of the best tours there. The only bad part about it is the camera that we had broke and we didn't realize it, which is a bummer because we didn't get the pictures. But all I got to say is every time I go on that trip, every time I start talking about the animals and what we saw, I get goosebumps because it brings it all back. So you know what? I want to thank you for joining us again. Could you tell us about the follow the disaster strategy?
Yeah, you know, thank you for introducing that. As you mentioned before, after we retired, my wife and I traveled the world for a year, then it turned into 4 years. And there was no way that we could afford travel the same way we were traveling on our two-week vacation. So we had to come up with new ideas. And as a former economics professor, I just applied economics to travel. The most powerful tip that we can provide is called follow the disaster. And it was written up in the Wall Street Journal, so it's that powerful. And let me give an example. After crises around the world, for some time, people are reluctant to travel there. So again, a perfect example is our trip to Thailand. The tsunami that wiped out Phuket, about half the travelers from North America and Europe canceled the trip to all of Thailand. So we started at Bangkok, 500 miles away from Phuket, and worked our way north to Chiang Mai and Chiang Rai. Had a lovely trip, no incidents of the thing, and we got the trip for about half the cost. And we went to Fiji after the bombing and Bali, you know, after their issues. Here's the thing. The COVID crisis is offering amazing follow disaster deals. And I'd like to talk a little bit more about that.
Well, please do.
Well, you know, travel providers like hotels, cruises, tour operators, et cetera, are hurting because no revenue is coming in. The travel industry may have been hit the hardest of any industry in the world. Mm-hmm. As you might expect. And these people feed their family, they pay their mortgages, do all the things that we do by their business and hospitality, and they're hurting. And so what they're doing now is offering some very, very good deals for 2021. And we're excited because we're getting a little disappointed there because we're travelers and we're not traveling. But now we got some things to look forward. We've booked a couple of them. But here's something that's so unique about the COVID crisis, the fall of the disaster we've never seen before. They also are offering amazing refund policies. I mean, they realize that people are going to be really hesitant at the book. And so what they do is up to a certain date, you can refund and get all your money back, any deposit you put down. And that is for no reason. You don't have to have a doctor's excuse. You don't have to break your leg or get trip insurance. You can just cancel just if you change your mind. And we've got two trips going on, one in April, one in November. And the April one, we are getting a little worried with the resurgence of the concerns about COVID. And so we're looking at that cancellation date, and we're just going to cancel it. So it gives us all this confidence to put some books in trips in our hopper so we can start looking forward to. And, you know, one thing I always tell people when you get these follow disaster kind of opportunities like the one we're seeing with COVID, there are trips that Pat and I want to take, and there's no way we could afford them. Mm-hmm. You know, very beautiful trips, but they're very expensive. But if you can get a half-price deal on a luxurious trip, you might want to consider taking that trip of a lifetime. And so we booked a trip in November for my birthday on Oceania Cruises. Uh-huh. Oceania is probably one of the most luxurious and most expensive cruise lines in the world. But we got a deal that probably is less than half price. And so now we're going to take an upscale luxurious cruise booked out in November.
So basically what you're saying is these, and I understand it because basically if you have a socially distanced business, it's Amazon, okay? They don't talk to each other, people order, it's out. But if you're in a business that requires social interaction, like going out to a restaurant, retail, travel, concerts, I mean, you know, you have the company Live Nation, they live off concerts, but they haven't been able to have one since February. And basically the same thing's happening here with travel. I mean, there's one cruise line that's actually giving people free travel to test out their COVID precautions. And you're like, wow, I can get free travel for that? So, you know what, how long do you think these bargains will be out there before things start changing? So is there a limited time for that opportunity?
Yes. Excellent question, Steve. Thank you. That's very astute. There's a lot of things in life, what we call a sweet spot, okay? When the concerns and the issues go down for COVID, you know there's going to be a huge pent-up demand of people traveling.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Discounts are going to disappear because now they don't have to discount, right? So you want to get on board, but you also want to have a time of a viable trip. Now, we booked this one in April. We thought that was pretty safe, but now it's looking less safe. So what I'm looking at right now is summertime 2021 to be that sweet spot. That is a time, I think, with the increased availability of vaccines that are starting up possibly this month, and by 6 months from now will be widely available. Also, we'll be out of the standard flu season that these kind of viruses become more viral and stronger. So in summertime, I think that's going to be a really good time. So we can look for deals that we could book now for next summer of 2021, get the deal, and still have a viable trip that you're probably going to be able to take. And so that's a good thing. Also, I wanted to talk about a way we find deals.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Now, we have resources because we're travel writers. We've been in the industry. We have a lot of resources. But there's one that we've used a lot, and it's very effective, and it's called TravelZoo.com.
Okay, so that's TravelZoo.com. Okay.
TravelZoo.com. And what they do is that as a travel writer, I got to take a trip with two of the professionals from TravelZoo. And these are very dedicated professionals to their craft. and they vet all the companies they recommend. They go on those trips and they work with these companies. They know they're decent companies, are not going to go bankrupt. And so what they do is, but every provider, even without COVID, they know there's certain times a year they can't sell their product or there's crisis come up. And so they offer discounted availability to discounters like Travelzoo, and Travelzoo has tremendous deals. And so you don't have to take them. Just sign up and start looking at them. They have international deals. We just, last year we went to Italy on a Travelzoo. We've done domestic deals. We went up, saw Mount Rushmore and some other things. And so just when this podcast is over, just go in and sign up for Travelzoo.com, and you're going to start seeing some really good opportunities pop up. And then, of course, there's many places else that you'll see good opportunities.
Okay. So now, when should people be planning their travel to take advantage of these travel bargains? I mean, do you think this is going to be viable all the way through 2022? And you know what? So it, would it make sense if people are looking for the opportunity to travel to book it somewhere between mid 2021 all the way through 2022, 23? How long do you feel it'll take for people to be comfortable enough to get to a point where they're traveling like they were in 2019?
Yeah. Well, if we all had a crystal ball, Steve, then I don't think we need your financial
I get it.
Nor would they need mine. Here's the thing. COVID is a unique situation. I mean, I don't think the world has experienced, the modern world has experienced anything like this. I mean, it is, and there's a lot of concern and fear going on because of COVID. People don't want to get sick, et cetera. And so it's hard to tell. And so we're booking deals in 2021. I haven't seen a lot. I've seen a couple now in 2022. That seems pretty far out. Now, if you can get a deal, a really good deal, for something summer of 2021 and beyond, and maybe in 2022, why not?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's regardless of what you do, it's like
refund, get this generous refund policy, and mm-hmm. Why not book it? I think it's a great opportunity for travelers to put some things into their booked bucket list and look forward to travel.
Yeah, so, you know, I was just thinking while you're talking, I go, it's almost like Cyber Monday, like 40, 50, 60% off. Why wouldn't you? I mean, yeah. Ever since COVID started, I know people who have actually redone their wardrobe because they're only paying 30 cents on the dollar. I have a friend of mine who buys, you know, $200 and $300 shirts, and he goes, Steve, I've been paying $60 for these things. And I was like, hey, if you can do that with travel, that's even better. Cause quite frankly, depending on how far they go, I would probably end up booking for the next year and a half or two if I could.
And you can save money on travel more, or just save money, or you can splurge. And so that's what we're doing. And I wanted to say, before we sign off of this whole idea of fall disaster, a lot of people look at it and say, well, aren't you taking advantage of people? These poor people, they're not getting paid as much as they used to. And what I have to say to that is that we've done a lot of fall disasters, the way we were able to afford our around-the-world travel for 4 years, among a lot of other tips that we have. But when you get out there in one of these situations, like when we went to Bali after that bombing, and then we went to Fiji after the coup, and we went to China after SARS, and the Thailand trip I told you about, people were so appreciative. That's the best way I can say it. They feed their family by travel. That's what their business is. Mm-hmm. When nobody travels, they're hurting bad. So here they have a hotel that's getting no money, and now they're getting some money for that hotel room. They're excited. They're so appreciative that they can't, they bend over backwards for you. So follow the disaster is so wonderful because it's a win-win situation. Us travelers get a chance to get a benefit of great, great travel bargains, and people start getting some revenue that support their families. It's really good. That's what we think that travel, follow disaster, is just one of the best travel ideas, because people wait too long after a crisis. You certainly want to follow the disaster.
I'm going to hold you right there. We're going to need to take a break.
Yeah.
Jack, in just a few moments, got to pay some bills. Stick with us. We've got more of Wayne Dunlop.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody back to the Saving with Steve. We have Wayne Dunlop. He is that travel expert that's going to help people save thousands of dollars. You know what? I want you to think about this. His book's called Plan Your Escape. It's the secrets of traveling the world for less than what it costs to living at home. Wayne, when did you write that book?
Well, it's getting a little dated. It's about 6 years old now, but the tips in it are timeless.
Well, you know what? Here's the interesting.
We keep updated information on our travel blog that we'll talk about later.
Okay, perfect. But one of the things I want to say is it sells really well on Amazon because people are still finding it.
I know.
I've actually spoken at events about the Saving with Steve side of things, and I've talked to people about your book, and I go, how many people know about it? About half the room raises their hand. So,
and we don't promote it. It's all word of mouth because it's just chock full of ideas.
Well, here's the cool part. One guy that came and met with me afterwards, he brought the book. And he has probably 18 or 19 different, well, it's probably a lot more to tabs all over the book. And he goes, oh, yeah, we just use this one and this one. And so all I got to say is this.
Music to my ears.
It's still selling. It might be 6 years old, but the ideas and the strategies in there will make a difference in your life. And when it comes to saving with Steve, it's all about saving you money and getting you more for what you're spending. So you know what? On the second part of the show here with Wayne, you know what? Let's talk a little bit about how we can do local travel within this COVID environment. So, I'd love to have you share some stories like that.
Yeah, great. You know what happens in the last segment? We talked about booking some travel for the future and getting some things into your travel folder and things to be to anticipation and finding some great bargains and with generous discounts, generous refund programs. But, you know, I talked about maybe we should do it next summer, right? Well, what about, we've been not traveling for months, and now I'm talking about not traveling for six more months. Those travelers with itchy feet, I'm going to offer a different idea. People come to your town and your geographical area from all around the world. They spend a lot of money to fly there, and they're tourists. And what we would suggest is maybe you can have a local trip, a local vacation, and be a tourist in your own area. And we just came back from a really nice trip just like that.
Where'd you go?
Well, as you know, we live in San Diego in Southern California, and we have a wine country called Temecula that's right down the street. It's about an hour and a half drive away. In fact, from LA, maybe 2 or 3 hours. And Temecula has developed beautifully. And we found a really atmospheric little inn, beautiful inn, and we had a private romantic dinner made in our room for us. I mean, how safe is that? I got a lot of points from Pat for that.
That's like bonus land.
Yeah. And the thing about that is that we got away from home. We had a travel experience. Temecula has lots of things going. They have atmospheric wineries you can do wine tasting in. There's balloon rides. There's gourmet restaurants you can sit outside overlooking the vineyards. And I bet everybody, wherever you're from, whether it's Chicago, New York, or wherever you're from, there's areas in your geographical area you've been thinking about. You may have taken a day trip or heard about it, but go and spend a two-day trip out there is a lot different than you can explore and be a tourist in your own area.
You know what? That's wonderful because I actually live in Temecula, so I know what you're talking about.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
We've experienced the wineries. They have, you know what? And I actually know about the inn you're talking about. It's a wonderful place. And you know what? The nice thing about right now is you can get some really great deals if you're doing just that. We had some friends of ours just go up to Big Bear.
Yeah.
And they went to the zoo. They went hiking. It was one of those things where they were able to get away from LA And you know what? They rented a pontoon boat and just hung out on the lake for the day. It was great.
And the nice thing about local travel, you get a travel experience, and you get a travel experience that other people are paying thousands of dollars to come do it. And you have minimal packing, no plane ride, and there's no security lines or COVID concerns at airports, et cetera. So for a fraction of the cost, you can enjoy a travel tourist experience right in your own area.
Oh, yeah. You know what? What other ideas can you offer local travelers?
Well, there's a couple of ideas. One thing is that it's very popular for people that do this is called stay vacations. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I have done these a few times. And what you do is you not necessarily travel outside your town or your city or whatever. You find something cool, atmospheric within your town. For example, here in San Diego, we have a little area called Little Italy. And it's right next to the Embarcadero with seafood, Italian food, and it's right next to our downtown with bars and other things. And so you could go down, rent a little hotel room for a couple nights, explore the area, and I'll tell you, you'll find out a lot more things to do and a lot more things about your own town and have a lot of fun than if you just went down there for a day trip or you just went down there for lunch or something like that. So you can either stay at home, which some people do, but there's always that project comes up. There's always that. So we like to get a little hotel room and think about the cost savings. Instead of having a massive packing concern and flying and all that other planning, we're there, minimum packing, no flights, minimum cost. And we're having a unique travel experience within a couple of hours.
So what's the, how do you research for places to stay?
Yeah, good question. Excellent question. One thing that's so lovely is that we have a thing called the internet. And the internet has just so much information. It's just voluminous and it's wonderful for travelers. So here's what I did. Simply, I just went to Google or whatever your favorite search engine and type in day trip San Diego or day trip Chicago, day trip New York, whatever. And you'll see a host of ideas that are coming and just sit there and read and talk with your travel partner, spouse, whatever, and just come up with some ideas. And then go from there.
You know what? I think it's real interesting that you're saying that because I was just talking to my folks who live up in the Northern Orange County area. And they like, oh, you know what? We were getting, cabin fever here in our house. and they took a drive just down to Newport Beach at the coast there. You know what? It's changed a lot. We walked around, checked out the boats. It was a great little day hanging out type thing. And they said, you know, it was great for curing our cabin fever.
It is. And you know, people ask me, how do you find places where to stay on a stay vacation or a local vacation, a trip or whatever? And we used a couple of resources very effectively. One is called Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And Airbnb is, most people I ask about it, I get almost a near 100% people like it. And what you do is that the people rent out their little room on the side or they have a second house that they have, et cetera. And then you can read all about it. But the fun thing about it is it's all peer reviewed. So the higher peer rating, the more bookings they get. So they go out of their way. They have a little book there. It shows the local restaurants they like. That shows the things to do. They give you their phone number if you have any questions. You don't get that from a hotel.
Yeah, no,
the second thing is like we like TravelZoo, like we mentioned before, and you can put in a local. So we typed in San Diego in TravelZoo, and it also gives us local deals as well as domestic and international.
Oh, okay. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you, if you're going to look to travel air travel right now, what airline are you looking at? When's the best time to book air travel? Especially during this time?
Oh, well, that's a very interesting question. We're looking at like this April trip, we're looking at different airlines. And what happens is that all of a sudden we'll be looking at something about ready to book it. And then what's in the past, they canceled the trips, things like that. So all the airlines are up and down right now. And that's why I'm suggesting for longer term travel, maybe next summer, then the airlines are having lots of availability. If you try to book some of these airlines today, you're going to have some really tough times. Now, I just saw Southwest just came up with tremendous bargains. I mean, my wife just showed us and she said, we got to go. I mean, it's like $80 round trip to someplace. And so it's going to be up and down, and everybody has their own favorite airlines right now. It's hard to say which one is best, and it's also going to be what the rules. The one thing about the airlines too, they're claiming that they've got enhanced filtration systems inside there. I guess the UV rays and stuff like that. So the viruses are not going to be recirculated as much as maybe people may think. They're saying that air traffic is, the airline industry is kind of claiming that air traffic is rather safe. There's very little evidence of people coming off of airplanes and getting sick. Mm-hmm. That I don't know. This is what I'm hearing. And so, you know, you hear this good and bad, and we're getting optimistic about the future.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Wayne, as always, thank you so much for sharing these wonderful strategies for people, how they can save money, how can they can get out, you know, avoid cabin, you know, resolve their cabin fever virus by just getting out and do a staycation. And you know what? I think it's wonderful that people can save thousands of dollars looking at the travel and traveling the dreams that they have, or the fulfilling the travel dreams they have. So I want to thank you for joining us today. It's been wonderful.
And we have another second mentioned travel blog. Okay. One thing is that we've done is quickly, we have a travel blog called unhooknow.com. And what I want to do is that we make no money doing this. It's a retirement give back. I did a couple computer startups. So we're doing this as a give back to the world, as to help people travel the world. It's called unhooknow.com. There's 250 places that we've blogged about with history and pictures. So you can travel virtually right on our travel blog. And the tips that we talked about today are augmented by a bunch more tips about how to save money and enjoy travel more. So that travel blog's called unhooknow.com. And everything on there, we get no endorsements. We get no money to say or endorse any of those things. Those tips are the same tips that we use to find bargains and deals that you can use. So it's a very, very good website resource.
Hey, I want to thank you for joining us again. Please go to unhooknow.com. Wayne, you have a wonderful, safe year, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Well, I hope to see everybody on the road. Okay.
We'll be right back. I want to thank our sponsors, like iTunes and Stitcher, as well as BBS Radio, UK Health Radio, as well as 24/7 Radio. And stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello and welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for being with us today. That first segment was a wonderful segment. We talked to Wayne Dunlop. Wayne, as you know, wrote the book Plan Your Escape, How to Travel the World for Less Than What It Costs to Stay at Home. And he runs this blog called unhooknow.com, where you can get hundreds of travel benefits and travel strategies that can lower and eliminate your costs, whether you're traveling in luxury or bargain. Now, he talked about how in this COVID-19 environment, you can actually book travel for 2021, get a 40, 50, 60% discount, and still have a very liberal refund policy, because if COVID's still around and you can't go, okay, hey, you just get your money back. Secondly, if you, for any reason, you want to travel, you don't want to travel, you can get your money back, which is a outstanding situation. Now, this is an opportunity for you to go travel to those locations you always dreamed of, always thought of, at a lower cost than where you can be able to afford it. So I recommend you take a look at his website, go take a look at that book. You can get it on Amazon. Second thing he talked about is those staycations. Now, all you're really doing with the staycation is you're taking a drive, 60, 70, hour and a half to some wonderful location. Ken talked about going to the town of Temecula. It's a wine area. Stayed at a winery at less than half the cost of a traditional room rate, and had somebody came in as part of an experience and cooked a very romantic Italian meal for them in their room. That's outside. And then what they did after that is they explored the downtown, all the different areas that Temecula has to offer. Great 2-day staycation. You could do this in any part of town, whether you live in San Diego, LA, Chicago, it doesn't matter. You can find wonderful places to go in and enjoy. Now, in our next segment, we're going to be talking with Bruce McPherson. This COVID-19 has created a lot of issues for a lot of people. And when it comes to companies, especially the ones in retail, you know, restaurants, travel, cruise, entertainment, hey, we've had levels of management wiped out. We've had a number of people furloughed. Even in professional baseball or hockey or soccer or basketball, they've had to lay off employees. So it's important to understand that, hey, there's a lot of people out there that have, they might be having some of their retirements curtailed. And, you know, or they decide, hey, you know what, I do want to retire, but I won't be able to do it without a backup. And that's the reason why we have Bruce McPherson coming on in just a minute. And the reason being is he's a specialist when it comes to home equity reverse mortgages, okay? He's going to talk about 3 or 4 different ways that you can access the money. You can get it all set up. You could do it at low cost as long as you have the right person. Now, he's even going to talk about ways in which you can make money by utilizing a reverse mortgage, protecting your income in retirement, having extra money there in case you have a health issue. So you're going to want to stick around for that. But in the meantime, we're in the last 30 days or so of the year. And this is that time when everybody starts buying. We have that Black Friday, that Cyber Monday, and we have those deals that come up to us all the way through Christmas, okay? And then right around January 15th, we start getting them credit card bills. And you know what? You've just woken up with that credit card debt hangover or that New Year's debt hangover. Now, I have a couple strategies for reducing or eliminating, but most importantly, not waking up with that New Year's Day debt hangover. Step number one, you want to list every single person that you're going to buy a gift for, okay? You know what? Grandma, grandpa, mom and dad, father-in-law, mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother, nieces, nephews, grandnieces, grandnephews, grandkids, the whole set, list them all. Then what you want to do is you want to assign a value, and that value is how much you plan to spend them on a gift, okay? And you know what? You got that all down, and you total that all up, okay? You might find that's a little too much when you're saying, okay, what can we afford to spend in cash for Christmas gifts? Again, it's cash. And what you're going to do is you're going to go to the bank and get the cash, okay? Once the cash is gone, you don't spend anything else. That way you don't put it on credit cards and you're not paying an interest. Remember, good financial management. Always earn it. It's always better to earn an interest than pay an interest. Make sense? So let's keep talking here. Now, once we find the people we want to buy for and assign a value, we have to start thinking about how we're going to go about getting that gift. Now, keep in mind, if you have relatives like I do that live in other states across the country or in the northern part of my state, it's not like we're just going to see them at Christmas because they're not likely to come down because they have their family too. And shipping large gifts or medium-sized gifts aren't cheap anymore. You know, you could be paying $5, $8, $10, $20, $30 to ship something, and you might have to pay express shipment just to get it there in time for Christmas. So you really want to think about, hey, how much is it going to cost to send this gift? Now, what we've done for those out-of-state people are we have nieces and nephews. They're between the ages of 17 and 36. So the older the nieces and nephews are, the higher likelihood that they're going to be receiving a gift card, either from a store or an American Express gift card that they can spend on whatever they like. Now, you might say, hey, that's not a great gift, but the cool part about it is I already know they're not going to return it, and they're going to go buy something they want with it, which to me makes good sense. Now, also, it makes better sense that I didn't buy a pair of shoes, a shirt, or a gift of some sort, that I just spent $10, $20, $15 having it shipped, and you know what? They're going to return it anyways. So I avoid shipping for those people out of state and the older ones by providing them a gift card either to their favorite store or American Express, okay? Once I buy that gift, I mark them off the list. For those people that I'm going to buy a gift and somebody like their parents have already said, this is what they would like, okay? Could you get this? And it's within the budget. I'm going to go buy that gift, have it wrapped. We're going to see them Christmas morning, okay? Now, sometimes we've worked out to where we're going to buy that gift for them. But what we do is we have that gift picked up by their parents in, say, the state of Indiana where they live, okay? Works out better for us. We don't pay shipping, and they still get the gift, and it's wrapped and all that stuff, and we don't have to buy a gift card. So you really want to take a look at that. In some cases, shipping is free, so you could take advantage of it. The thing is how much is it going to cost to get it wrapped? So if you got to double your expense getting it wrapped, you might want to consider sending a gift card. Next, you know what? I've seen this time and time again, and I've had people argue over it. But here's the situation, and you might have experienced and even done this yourself. Well, my wife, she has this, you know, she looks at things and says, you know what, we got this square little box for this person, and it's a wonderful gift. It's within the budget, and it looks really, really nice. But if you look at the other people she gave gifts to, she might have gave two or three more gifts, or the gift might be a little bit bigger. And my wife goes, you know what, I don't think I got her enough. And really what's happening there is my wife is feeling guilty because she doesn't think it's big enough or she didn't get them enough, okay? And I have to remind her, I said, honey, the only thing you're doing right now is placating your own guilt. She's done. Write it off the list. And you know what? She's right. You know what? They're, you know, most people are very grateful for whatever they receive, unless it's something really weird. But you know what? That you want to keep in mind. Don't placate your own guilt by buying another gift because you didn't think you got somebody enough. Because all that's really going to do is put you closer towards a dead hangover in January. Next, hey, what about utilizing the credit card points that you already have to buy gift cards or gifts? We use one store's credit card all year long because the points accumulate so we can buy items in the store and we know our kids will like because, you know what, they go camping or they're in the cold weather. So we actually will go and buy those gifts for them through that store, okay? And the store actually provides free shipping. So we think that's worthwhile because we get free shipping, free wrapping because we have the credit card. And you know what? We actually use the credit card points to pay for it all, which means it doesn't come out of our pocket. And again, we don't have a credit card hangover. Now, one of the things that reduces the cost of your gifts, especially in a year like this year, is look at doing Secret Santa. Hey, pull out the hat, put names in it, pick one. You know what? That means you only have to buy one gift. Set an amount for that gift. If that's $50, you only have to pay $50 once, not 5, 6, 8, 10 times, which saves you a tremendous amount of money. People, you know what, you can really focus on one person, but more importantly, you don't have the debt hangover in the middle of January, okay? Now, one of the last items that I've seen a lot of people do, and this has become probably some of the best Christmas gifts and the most emotional, satisfying gifts that people have received. For example, one of my clients, their mother is in her mid-80s, and she used to be a chef. And she's just like the best cook in the world. And quite frankly, she's gotten to a point because of the arthritis in her hand, she can't really do much with cooking. But she remembers all the recipes. So what she's done with one of her daughters is her daughter sat with her and they went recipe by recipe by recipe. They got over 400 recipes that they're the family recipes that what she did is she put into a book and had it bound for each one of the kids and the grandkids. Now, all the grandkids and the kids and some of the nieces and nephews that receive this are all over in their mid-20s and 30s, and they've all had grandma's cooking, and now they know how to make grandma's stuff. And quite frankly, the experience that my client had told me about was that this was probably the best gift that any of them have received because they spent hours at dinner time on Christmas talking about the wonderful recipes and the meals that grandma's cooked and that how they're looking forward to cooking them. So I'd recommend look at something like that. You know what? Quite frankly, those little books, besides the time to do it, it only cost them about $7 each book. And you know what? It was all personalized. It was just, hey, I love you. So Some of those things like that will make a bigger difference than going out and spending a ton on a gift. So remember these tips when it comes down to this season, because the last thing you want to do is wake up on January 15th, right after the first of the year, and have a New Year's Eve debt hangover. Now, stick with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to pay some bills. We've got Bruce McPherson talking to us about ins and outs and how to make some money with a reverse mortgage and how to guarantee your debt. Not how to guarantee your debt, but how to make sure that you have the retirement of your dreams. So with that, hold on, we'll be right back. And again, I want to thank all the networks, UK Health, BBS Radio, 24/7 AM FM, and the stations from Florida to Long Beach that air our show. See you in a second.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Okay, hey, welcome back to the show. This is Steve Sexton. I just want to take a moment and, you know what, I want to truly thank everybody, and I appreciate you letting your friends, family, associates know about the show. All the replays are available at www.savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the show, the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to your YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates, UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio, New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and help you live a life of financial and professional freedom. Now, what I'd like to do is just, hey, we had a great segment with Wayne Dunlop, and we have a very unique second segment here with Bruce McPherson. Now, we've got this COVID environment. It's affected pretty much anything that people have to social distance with. And as such, we've seen people in industries of retail, travel, entertainment, hospitality. You know what? Not as many people are going traveling and do all those things. And the people in those industries are having a few problems. And some of them are realizing, you know what? I'm 65, 66. I thought I was going to work a couple years. And now they're realizing that, you know what, they might not be able to get another job or go back to work. And as such, we see those people are looking at items such as, or financial strategies such as reverse mortgages. Okay. And that's one of the reasons why we have Bruce here, because he's going to go through the ins and outs of reverse mortgages. Because there's people who go into this and they look at it wrong and it doesn't work for them the way they thought. So, and I want to just, start this out by telling you, when I met Bruce, I actually met Bruce because he was referred to me by one of my clients. And one of my clients had been working with another reverse mortgage person. And basically, they were going through all the stuff and looking at all the numbers. And, you know, my client said, just things weren't right. So he was connected to you, Bruce, and I have never told you this before, and you started going through line by line and looking at things and saying, you know what, if we did it this way, this is how much it would be. And I think there was like an $8,000 or $9,000 savings for him when he did this. And he was just like he was flabbergasted, number one, thought it was too good to be true. But at the end of the day, it worked out exactly as you said. Now, one of the reasons for that is because you're one of those people who went and got an advanced certification, which is called a Certified Reverse Mortgage Professional Designation. And that means you're a fiduciary, you got to do the right thing for the client, but you know all those little ins and outs as opposed to just taking your test and, hey, I can be a reverse mortgage person. So one, I want to thank you for what you did for my client. Two, I want to welcome you to the show. I already know that you've been a frequent guest speaker of other financial advisors, elder law attorneys, realtors, in-home care professionals, and many others, just because that's the segment that you focus on, but more so because of the education that you provide people so they know what they're getting into before they do it, and their money isn't falling through the cracks when they do it. So I want to thank you for that. And I know you've been on a bunch of radio and TV shows, but so welcome to the show, Bruce.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be here.
I am glad you're here. Now, I want to start with this. What is the very first thing that people should understand about reverse mortgages?
Oh, that would be, it's important to understand before you even look at reverse mortgages or before you think about them and then dismiss them as maybe not something that's worth looking at. The important thing to understand is that reverse mortgages, the reverse mortgage landscape is so diverse. There's so many different ways to set up a reverse mortgage. There's incredible flexibility available so that one person's reverse mortgage could be very, very different from somebody else's reverse mortgage. So, a reverse mortgage can be used in a very wide range of situations. So, if you have read some articles, maybe a couple articles, and they used a couple examples, or maybe you know somebody who got a reverse mortgage, and if you're basing your opinion of what a reverse mortgage is on just that, you could be missing a whole lot, and you might not realize how a reverse mortgage might fit in your situation.
So could you give us a couple examples of that? That'd be great.
Yeah. So one example, very recent example, is I had a customer who their income was fine. Their financial situation was good. They have over $6,000 in combined income, the husband and wife, but they only had about $250,000 in their total liquid assets. And they were only around 70 years old. And $250,000 is just not a big enough nest egg if you're going to be alive for maybe another 10, 20, even years. Mm-hmm. And so they were proactively, and in fact, their financial advisor recommended that they talk to me, and reverse mortgage might improve their financial situation. And they had a mortgage, about $200,000 balance still on that mortgage. And what the reverse mortgage was able to do was accomplish this. And I'm using them as an example because it combines these two different concepts, which were useful for this couple. And it's not like every couple is going to be in this situation, but this is a good example. So the first thing the reverse mortgage did for them was pay off their mortgage right up front. $200,000 of the reverse mortgage was spent right paying off their mortgage. So now the immediate benefit was that now they don't have a mortgage payment. So that was saving them over $1,000 every month. Okay. So that now they could put more money into savings, start building a nest egg. And that immediate and ongoing benefit, because they had years left on that mortgage. So now that outflow of income every month is stopped, their cash flow. And in addition, what they were really interested in was being even more prepared for the future by establishing a reverse mortgage credit. So what I mean is the reverse mortgage, in addition to paying off their mortgage, their current mortgage, first mortgage also provided about $190,000 additional. Now, if they had talked to maybe a reverse mortgage salesperson who wasn't really putting their best interest in mind, that salesperson might have convinced them to borrow a whole lot of that money up front, mm-hmm. thereby creating a bigger debt on their home than they really needed to. But what best fit for them was to have that $190,000 to sit unborrowed in the reverse mortgage line of credit. And this line of credit is an excellent way to prepare for future expenses. It's for several reasons, because number one, this line of credit can never be frozen, taken away, or arbitrarily reduced, even if home values collapse, even if we have another Great Depression. So that's a big benefit that compared to a traditional home equity line of credit, which is only available for about 10 years and can be taken away or frozen if home values collapse.
Yeah.
And another benefit of this line of credit, very unique benefit, which most people don't know about, is that line of credit will automatically grow for the client month after month, year after year. And it grows based on an FHA formula. I'm not going to bore you guys getting into the weeds of why that happened. But it grows constantly, even if homes are falling. So in other words, no matter what's happening with home values or the economy, this credit that's always available keeps growing. So there's more and more credit available to them. So that in this client's case, they didn't have any current need to tap into that line of credit. But 10 or 20 years from now, they might need to tap into it, maybe in a big way, if they have expensive healthcare costs that come up, et cetera. You know, the older you get, the more you need to be prepared for big expenses in the healthcare area.
So what you're saying in this story is they were in a situation where they could actually pay off their mortgage. So their income might be $6,000 and their expenses might be $5,000. But now their expenses are $4,000, so they have an extra couple thousand dollars to go do what they need to do or to save as they see fit. And on top of that, they got an equity line, or essentially a line of credit. But the difference with this line of credit is each year it grows by whatever the interest rate it grows by. Now, is that 3%, 4%, 5%?
Right now the growth rate is around 3 or 4%. Okay. So this is, and because it's just a line of credit, it's not money in a bank account. That growth is not, there's no tax on that growth. It's not like taxable interest.
No, it's a loan.
It's just credit that's available as long as at least one of the husband and wife, as long as at least one of them is still alive and living in that home, that credit remains available to them no matter what.
So what you're saying is they're saying, hey, I don't need this now, but I'm 65, 70. So in 20 years when I do need it, and if it's growing at 3% or 4%, I'll have, instead of 190, I might have $360,000 that I could utilize to cover medical expenses, burial costs, any other things, travel, whatever, fill in on expenses, the whole shot. So from a financial planning stuff, that ruled out their financial plan. And obviously that's one of the reasons why the financial advisor recommended it.
Right. Yeah. So, and one great thing about this example is that it illustrates that a reverse mortgage, contrary to popular belief, a reverse mortgage is not just for people who need money right now. You know, a lot of people mistakenly think a reverse mortgage is something you get as a last resort when you've run out of money. But this example illustrates a reverse mortgage is really a financial planning tool. It's just a to make your financial plan more secure, more healthy for the long run, to prepare you for whatever life might throw at you. And you know, that's why more and more financial planners have been learning about reverse mortgages. You know, when I explain that growing line of credit, financial planners really wake up and realize, holy cow, all these years that I've been thinking of it as a last ditch, you know, product of last resort, I didn't realize.
Let's talk about that. So people should understand something here too, because isn't there some, a few years back, people, you know, they got reverse mortgages and then people were, you know what, not handling their money well. And quite frankly, got to a point where they weren't able to pay their own taxes or insurance. And, you know, they ended up having problems with keeping their house. And there was a bill that created funds in order to help people like that. But nowadays, if, you know what, you might have a house, but you might not be able to qualify for a reverse mortgage if you don't have enough to cover those everyday living things. Is that correct?
Yeah. So it used to be for many, many, many years, ever since the reverse mortgage, since the federally insured reverse mortgage was created way back in the 80s. For the first few decades, it was way too easy to qualify for a reverse mortgage. And what I mean by that is, if people could get a reverse mortgage, even if it wasn't going to create a sustainable situation for them, even if it was only bailing them out short term, bailing them out of a terrible financial situation. So somebody who was flat broke, had hardly any or even no income, and was in danger of not being able to afford their property taxes and homeowners insurance for the rest of their life. And let's say they owed a whole lot of money on a regular mortgage, they could still get a reverse mortgage. The reverse mortgage money would be spent right up front paying off their current mortgage. Just again, this is just an example. You don't have to have a mortgage to get a reverse mortgage. But the worst case scenario was these people who, where they had so much debt that the reverse mortgage money was spent up front just paying off that debt. You know, maybe in addition to paying off their mortgage, they paid off some credit cards, but maybe it still wasn't enough to bail them out of their long-term cash flow problems. So then a couple years down the road, they were back to where they didn't have enough cash flow and they couldn't afford to pay their property taxes or their homeowner's insurance. And if you don't pay those bills, then a reverse mortgage will be called due, just like a regular mortgage. Okay. With a reverse mortgage, there's no way to default on a reverse mortgage except a technical default, which is what
that is. So the important thing here is this, that if you're going to go out of reverse mortgage, you're better off getting it before you're at that point where you got to have it. I mean, few years before, you got to have it. Otherwise, it just won't work.
Hey, yeah, Bruce, it's going to be a lot easier to qualify. Yeah, if you wait till you've already had late payments on various bills, or you're late on your property taxes, it's going to be harder to qualify.
Bruce, I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to have to take a break, pay some bills, sponsors the whole shot. I want to thank our sponsors like iTunes and Stitcher, as well as BBS Radio, UK Health Radio, as well as 24/7 Radio. And stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. My name is Steve Sexton. We currently have Bruce McPherson. In the first segment, we had Wayne Dunlop. And as always, if you really want to see the replays, you can always go to www.savingwithsteve.us. That's www.savingwithsteve.us. And again, I want to truly thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and family knows and associates about the show. And if the stories are helpful, insights into saving money, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. So check out our affiliates at UK Health, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, as well as others. So getting back here on the reverse mortgage, Bruce has got some really big insight. And I want to share something from back in 2009. Back then, I had a client who decided to utilize a reverse mortgage. And he got a jumbo reverse mortgage. Is that correct? They have jumbo reverse mortgages?
Yep. That's one of the options. Yep.
Yeah. So what he did is he got a jumbo reverse mortgage, took the whole amount of money, and went and bought a bunch of homes. And what he did is he realized that he was going to pay a decent interest rate, but he'd only have the money for about 4 or 5 years until he sold the homes. And that's exactly what he did. And he actually paid back the whole reverse mortgage and then had a pretty sizable profit. And you know what? I'm only saying that not to encourage people to go use their reverse mortgage to go buy properties or anything like that. But that gives it a better example of another example of how flexible it could be for somebody, providing they understand exactly what they're getting into. Does that make sense, Bruce?
Yeah. Yep. That's a good example of just how flexible the program is, how many different options there are. The person in that example, yeah, it sounds like that was a good plan for them. Because you know, the jumbo reverse mortgage has a higher interest rate, but with any reverse mortgage, you're not making any monthly payments. The interest is simply being added to the loan balance over time. You can pay off the loan balance whenever you want, but typically people don't make any payments. They just let the loan balance grow, and the loan balance doesn't come due until you move, sell, or die. Mm-hmm. As long as you're following the rules, still got to pay your property taxes and your homeowners insurance, and can't let the property fall into disrepair. Okay. And so, yeah, the person in that example, that's great, because not only did they make a profit on those properties they sold, but in the meantime, I'm sure they were receiving income from those properties. The reverse mortgage wasn't costing them anything, no monthly outflow to pay the interest. So that was definitely helping their cash flow. Another completely different way to buy a property is to, if you're going to be buying a new home, you know, owner occupied, mm-hmm. You know, traditionally there's been two ways to pay for a home. You can pay for it with cash, which the benefit is you don't have any mortgage payment, but the big downfall is you're paying cash. So now you have a lot less money in your bank account. Or the other more common ways to take on a typical 30-year mortgage, 15-year mortgage, or whatever, and be burdened with those monthly payments. Mm-hmm. But a third way that has been available for many years now, ever since the government made a really favorable rule change, is that you can finance roughly half of the purchase, maybe a little more, maybe 60%, depends on various factors. You can finance that purchase using a reverse mortgage for purchase. So it's still a reverse mortgage in that you never have to make monthly payments. The interest is simply added to the loan balance, which comes due someday when you're gone. But the big difference is you're not using the reverse mortgage to, on a home you already own to increase your cash flow or get a line of credit or receive automatic monthly payments. What you're doing is, you know, the money is being spent right up front to help you buy a new home. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way for seniors and boomers to buy the home they really want to live in for the rest of their retirement, without damaging their financial plan by taking on a monthly payment obligation or pulling all of the money from.
What I want to do is switch gears on you here real quick.
Sure.
Now, you know what? We've had people pass away from COVID. We've had a lot of seniors pass away from COVID. And you know what? What happens when somebody has a reverse mortgage and they walk out on life? Okay, they pass away. The reverse mortgage in a situation, you know, I'd like you to just right now, you know, obviously housing values are up. Let's say that the house is worth $600,000, but the reverse mortgage is $400,000. Somebody passes away. What happens?
Sure. Good question. So the first thing that happens is whoever's inheriting the home is going to receive a letter. It's a standard letter that's sent to in any case where a mortgage is in default. It's called a notice of default, because when you die, that's a default. You've defaulted on the loan by dying. That's the technical thing. So this letter is a very scary letter. That's the way notice of default letters are written. It scares the heck out of people. That's when the children call me, because you know my clients have given them the number. I explain to them, don't worry, nobody's trying to take the home, but there is a timeline they have to follow. So they have an initial 3 months where they've got to call the servicing company that sent the letter. They've got to take a look at their options and decide whether they're going to sell the home, in which case they're going to keep the remaining money from the sale, just like when you sell a home that has any type of mortgage on it. Or the heirs can choose to keep the home by paying the reverse mortgage loan balance.
Okay, or get it refinanced or what have you.
Yeah, that's the common way to do it, is just a refinance. And then they've got that initial 90 days where they've got to have that communication. And then they get a 90-day extension that's pretty much automatic. And then at the end of those two 90-day periods, so 6 months, if they still need more time, let's say they're trying to sell the home and they just are still trying to sell it, they haven't found a buyer, then they can get extensions. They just have to prove that they've got it listed for sale, you know, and so they can get another 90-day extension, and then it's possible to get yet another 90-day extension. So it's possible to have up to a whole year as long as you're following the rules and staying in communication.
But at the end of the day, the heirs have an opportunity to receive the proceeds from the home that the parents didn't spend.
That's right. Yeah, whatever equity is left. And people tend to assume that there won't be any equity left, but that's not an accurate
assumption.
There could be hundreds of thousands of dollars of equity. It really depends what home values do, how much money did the client borrow, how soon did they borrow it, what did interest rates do, et cetera.
Okay, so I want to talk to you about early 2009. One of my clients' moms passed away, and she had a reverse mortgage. And quite frankly, the reverse mortgage, I'm just going to give an example, was like $400,000. The house was worth maybe $200,000 if you're lucky. Okay.
So yeah, 2009 was a terrible time. Yep.
Yeah. So tell me about how that would work for somebody, because you know what, that time's going to come back again. It might not be now, it might be 10 years from now, but those times will come back again. So how does that work?
That's a great question. So, in a situation like that, where the home is underwater, then the heirs, let's say the kids, typically it's the kids inheriting the home, they still have options. So option one is they could just sign the home over to the lender, just sign a deed saying, you know, we don't want to deal with this home. So the kids don't have to go and sell the home. There's no point in them having to deal with selling it since they're not going to get anything from the sale. It's upside down. So they just deed the home and that's it. The debt is erased. Or if the children still want to keep the home, with the most common type of reverse mortgage, which is the FHA home equity conversion mortgage, there's a pretty amazing guarantee, which is that the children can keep the home. And instead of having to pay the whole $400,000 loan balance in that example you gave, they would only have to pay 95% of the appraised value. So in the example you gave, if the home has fallen in value to only $200,000, the children can literally keep that home by paying only 95% of $200,000.
Less than half.
Instead of having to pay the whole $400,000 that's owed. And that's a pretty amazing guarantee. And that guarantee is possible because the FHA, the Federal Housing Administration, will make the lenders whole. The lenders aren't going to lose money. And that's just part of the way the FHA works.
Actually, the reason why I brought that up is because I want people to know about that, because I had a few people in that same situation where once they realized that they can get the house for less than half of what the mortgage is, but more importantly, at current or less than current market rate, they found money, they bought it, and they sold it 3 years later for more than what the mortgage was. And
that's great.
You know what? I heard that happen a few times and I was like, wow, you really need to take a look and talk to somebody like yourself. More importantly, you need to talk to somebody that has that that certified reverse mortgage professional designation. I know there's not a lot of people that have them, but when you have somebody like that, you know you're going to get the right deal. You know it's going to cost you the least and you're going to get the most out of it. But at the end of it, when somebody walks out of life, you're going to get some great advice as well.
Yeah. And if they don't have the CRMP designation, just at least make sure they're with a reputable company and that they're experienced, you know, that they can give you letters of recommendation from past clients, and hopefully letters that are dated over many years. So you can see that the person's been in the business a long time and has seen all the different situations.
We've got about 45 seconds left. What I'd like to do is, I know you work with Mutual of Omaha, a very old established company. They've been around. If you remember, we used to watch Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom back in the day.
Yep.
If somebody's interested in getting some information, are you okay with giving out your information? Because this is going to go all across the country. Okay with that?
Yeah. So my phone number is 619-517-1642. I'm licensed in California, but I have colleagues all over the country. So if you're not in California, just give me a call and I will put you in touch with, you know, one of our people who's licensed in your state, and they might live right there in your community. And the people at our company are very experienced. We hire, that's our business model, is hire experienced, highly qualified people.
Bruce, I want to thank you for joining the show, being on here today to explain all these wonderful things about reverse mortgages. And I wish you the best of years. Have a happy holiday. And
you
again,
too.
Thanks for being here. And we'll look forward to seeing you in the future. Now, for everybody joining us today, I truly thank you for joining us. Hope the information was worth your time. I know Wayne Dunlop was, as well as Bruce. And you know what? You can always go to our YouTube page at www.savingwithsteve.us or subscribe to our YouTube page and just replay these as many times as you'd like to so you can get the most out of it. Look forward to seeing you next time. This is Steve Sexton signing off. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Save with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.